All right, welcome to the Brandon Drake Podcast. So this one's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to rant about politics and or not even philosophy or any other bullshit technical stuff. My grandma died about a month ago. You know, she was like 91, and so not a bad run for her. And the past, whatever, 3 years, she's kind of been out of her mind and not really all there and kind of Alzheimer-y. And so it was time. But of course, I hadn't visited a whole lot and in a while, and felt like a complete piece of shit for that. And because I knew it was always on my list. Like, go visit grandma was always like number 16 on my list, with like number 9 being wash the car and number 2 feed the dog. You know, life just got in the way, and I never quite just made that work. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of times in life we make excuses like that. We have a lot of things we'd want to do, and it's always just not convenient, or you got something more important to do, you think, like, oh, more pressing at the moment, turn off the sprinkler, mow the yard, you know, just shit like that. And but if someone said, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you just drive to Memphis today, you're like, $1 million, really? I'm like, yes, seriously. And this person can and would do it, like, this is a real deal thing, you do it. You know, whether you're in Alaska or whatever, most of the time you could make that work. You could find a way to make that work. But I never found a way to get my ass down there. And so I beat myself up for it. And the way I look at it, you know, I put a lot of thought into this because my job allows me to zone out and think for hours. It's quite torturous in that particular way. And so I ended up, I came to the conclusion that you only basically get 4 grandparents, give or take. And grandparents, you know, you could be on meth and heroin and stealing, and they would still take you in. I mean, your parents might throw you in prison or call the cops on you, but your grandparents, not really. Like, it's a special, special thing. And so basically I had gold, and I squandered quite a bit of it. Now, I'm 40 now, and I was pretty close to grandma up till age, we'll say 10-ish. Mom and dad split. You know, you don't see the grandparents as much because you're dividing your time and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. But long story short, I look at it like I really, really fucked that up. And I'm okay with it now. I've come to grips with it. So I'm not like emotionally like kicking the shit out of myself now. But for that week, I certainly did. It was a wake-up call, though. And, you know, that was something I was talking to my aunt there when I was, you know, looking at grandma's corpse there at the church. And like I said, hey, I feel bad because I wasn't around enough. I should have came and visited more. And, you know, she says, well, this is an opportunity to learn. You can use that and go forward. And so one thing I did, I put on my to-do list, and I have this to-do list where just tasks, and I can move the days around, the day around. So if I can't get it done on Tuesday, I can push it to Wednesday, that type of thing. It works for me. And so on Saturday, I put visit grandma, wink, wink. You can't visit grandma anymore. She's dead. She's gone. That's it. I didn't visit her enough even when I was alive. So I can't like get too, what's the right word? I wouldn't say emotional, but I mean, If she meant that much to me, you could argue I should have been visiting more. But at the same time, now that she's gone, yeah, it really does, you know, kick in. All that psychological shit, you know, take it away and people freak out. And so that's where I'm at too. But so I have a visit grandma, wink, wink. And that's just a reminder to keep family important. And I get in these phases where I'm doing my projects. I've got to paint the thing. I've got to do sanding. I got to solder. I got to do program. Whatever. I got to do my stuff. And granted, I do need to do my stuff. And if I don't get to do my stuff, then things go bad too. That's an important vitamin. But I can do my stuff, let's just say, 15 hours a week. Do I get 15 hours a week of free time? Probably not. Let's just say 10. Or I could do it 7 and give 3 hours to friends and family. And I've kind of learned that, you know, and of course, it could go both ways. You could argue that if you want to be the best, if you want to be Mike Tyson and Wayne Gretzky, or I don't know, Michael Jordan, forget your family, do nothing but play your sport, play your craft. And that, you know, resonates a little bit with me too. But on the other hand, for one, I don't even know if I have the chops to be the best at anything. Anyway, so even if I put Olympic effort in, would I get Olympic results out? Those are a different breed, I think. But what I've learned from this with grandma, at least, is that setting aside a little bit of time to invest in the family thing has value. And you know, let's kind of run with that a little bit though, because when I was hanging out with my Drury side of my family, which my dad's side of the family, which I see like never, I haven't seen him like 3 years. But back in the day we were close. So whatever. When I used to see them all the time, because I haven't seen them, they were kind of like, there was a newness to it. And what I mean by that is that these people all had hobbies and crafts and whatnot that were different than mine. My craft is electronics. I love to design electronics and program the chips and do all that stuff. And I've been dying to come up with a product. I've been just like every day I'm thinking, what can I make? And it's kind of like that the comedians at the airport problem. Comedians, and they always say in the 80s, Rogan talks about this all the time. That back in the 80s, comedians did nothing but travel. And so a lot of the jokes were about airlines and stewardesses because that was their world. And for me, it's kind of that same thing. I have my own little echo chamber here in the basement. I don't ice skate. I don't hunt. I don't fish that much. I mean, hardly ever. I don't have these other hobbies where, you know, if you're fishing and you go, oh, I could make an electronic circuit that did this. Or you just talk to fishermen, if nothing else. But since I don't get out much, I'm this closet engineer guy, then I don't get too many good ideas. And a lot of the good ideas for engineers have kind of already been made, because by default, you make stuff for yourself. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy in that way. So I've kind of been struggling to find a product. And it was funny because once I hung out with some cousins who are hunter guys, we had two or three ideas right away that they've been wanting to build forever. And it's not like I'm going to take these and just run with them and steal their idea or anything. But it was more like I could immediately see that by hanging out with different kinds of people, that I'm going to get ideas on shit to make. It occurred to me that maybe if I would have kept in touch with my family, a variety of people, have people, keep my friends up. You know, I've not done a good job of hanging out with friends either. Friends have invited me to do shit, and I'd be like, I'm kind of busy. You know, like, there's no good reason why I should say no. I was just basically being introverted. And if they would have drugged me out, I would have had, a great time. And I kind of screwed over some friendships. And of course, going back to school for 4 years didn't help either. So it's a long way of saying that it's possible that I would have found the business I was always looking for all along. And by just hanging out with people, it really occurred to me that my number one flaw right now is I don't have the ideas. And so if you're low on ideas, then you got to go find some new people to give you ideas. And you can get ideas from books and shit too, but it's usually people. It's usually sitting around drinking beer or equivalent. It's some kind of social function that leads to hanging out with other people and coming up with these new ideas. So anyway, I've made an effort to be more social, sociable, however you say that. And so that's been the big lesson from Grandma Croken. And the other thing I've really noticed is when I have free time, like to think, which in my job is pretty much every day. One, I'm listening to a lot of Bob Seger and Fleetwood Mac, which is interesting. Like it started out just because I wanted to go back and revisit my early youth, as early as I can remember youth, because my grandma, it reminded me of my grandma, and I was kind of dealing with the mourning process of grandma dying. But now it's kind of turned into just music I listen to when I'm kind of not excited about what I'm doing. Like music that I listen to when I'm working in my wood shop or I'm designing a circuit board is very different than the music I listen to when I'm at work now. The music I listen to is a lot more somber at work. And so, when I get off work, I'm back to Brandon and I'm not reminiscing about the past. I'm trying to figure out, a problem, I'm trying to solve a problem. But now that at work, I mean, sometimes we have problems, but a lot of times it's, it's just monotonous copy and paste stuff. So my job is not using my brain in a way that's ideal for me. That's a whole nother topic we'll talk about later, but we're making it work. And some days are better than others, of course. But I've really been aware of like time. Before, when I was doing exactly what I wanted to do, I used to have an alarm that went off, just a ding that went off every hour on my phone, just to remind me that an hour passed. And because sometimes, I snap my fingers and it'd ring three times. I went, holy shit, where is the time going? Well, now, of course, I'll do some task I don't like, and I'll look down, and 4 minutes have passed since the last time I checked the clock. It's so, needless to say, that dinger is off. There is no hourly ding for any at all, for my work stuff. So, but I've also just been noticing, like, Well, my Uncle Joe had his 70th birthday. And when I was 5 years old, Uncle Joe was 35. Like, he looked kind of like I do now, sort of. Like, he looks like a lot of my friends in their, you know, late 30s, early 40s. And he just looked like a dude. And, you know, he gets around really well. He's, you know, he's in good shape and stuff for his age or whatever. But I can tell he's in certain angles, he's starting to look 70. And it's, like, again, he looks pretty good for a 70-year-old. But, like, he's 70. Like, he's not going to make it another 50 years. Like, you know, how many is he going to make it? And, I mean, we all have that. But this whole finite nature of life has really been hitting me. And, like since I remember 35 years ago, I mean, not well, but I have memories of when I was five. Then in 35 years, you know, or even just 30 years, I definitely remember back, you know, so I was 10 then. I remember all that. And 30 more years, I'll be 70. And it's like, man, it really, this week or this month has really hit home, like, how little time we have. And that's the real bitch of it. And so I'm trying to do this podcast and figure out how to live life and work, you know, I'm saving my money now. Things are going well in that department. But, you know, I'm definitely not fulfilled at what I do, which, you know, the whole point of going through engineering school was to get something fulfilling. And, you know, but I guess if I was doing real engineering, it might be different, maybe, or it'd be the same shit. But the big thing in my life, the big struggle is of how to make life work with work. And on a philosophical level, like, we were granted only 30 more years of time. Do you want to spend 8 hours a day of it, essentially one-third of it, at work? Of course, one-third you're sleeping, and one-third you're doing dishes and chores, so you have nothing left. You want to live your life like that. And, I mean, we're lucky. In some ways, it's a spoiled person question, because if you're starving, you know, you're out of money, you're broke, you wouldn't be asking these questions. But I've got all those okay. I can't complain at the moment, partly because of work, but now, you may have just heard my alarm go off. I have to go back to work. So much for this philosophical rambling. This is a short and sweet one, but at least I recorded it. I'm out.